and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today, I'm deeply honored to have in the studio with me, Taliba Davis, a young athlete that is shining extremely bright. Welcome to Visions, Taliba.
Thank you very much, Yudeli.
So, Taliba, let's get started. You're a young female, really excelling at your sport. So, before we talk about being an athlete, share with us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Taliba Davis. I am 23 years old. And as Yudeli was saying, that I am a para athlete for Barbados. And the sports that I display is badminton.
All right. So Taliba, what type of disability do you have?
Well, I have mild cerebral palsy. That puts me well playing badminton at the highest level of mobility, which my category is SL4.
And what is SL?
Well, SL is all the different classifications that they have. So because I am standing, that is what is called SL4.
Okay, excellent. And how did you get involved with badminton? How did you get involved with this sport?
Well, I got involved around the age of 8 years old. I used to play at my school and then I developed even more coming up. The reason why I started to play badminton, I was in swimming at the time when my parents decided that they wanted to take me out of swimming. I had two choices. It was either play badminton or play football. I wasn't good at football, so I chose badminton.
Okay. And over the years, how would you say that your sport has developed? What have you done to really improve your techniques?
Well, I really had to train hard. It was just me and the coach. I had to find that motivation within myself to train hard. I would say now that it's more difficult working and training, but I do manage it all.
Excellent. And as a young adult, getting involved with the sport to compete at an international level, share a little about that journey.
Well, it wasn't an easy journey. During that, I had a lot of pushbacks during COVID. As you know, the world was shut down with COVID, and I was supposed to start my career earlier up, but unfortunately, it was pushed down to about 2022, where I attended my first summer in Colombia. That was very nerve-wracking, being that it was my first tournament, but I did enjoy it, and I just pushed from there and went to other tournaments.
So tell us a bit more about that experience in Colombia. Did you meet other para athletes from around the world, or was it just Latin America and the Caribbean? How did you rate yourself in playing the sport?
Well, that first tournament was Latin American. It was difficult because I didn't speak the language that they were speaking, so it was very difficult getting around and stuff like that. But as I got in more to the days, I kind of settled down and kind of tried to, you know, communicate with the others as best as I could and stuff like that. I will say that tournament was the first tournament to put my foot down. I realized, yes, this is what you're up against. And the next tournament was a little more easier on me because I know where I had to put my mind.
Were you able to place in that tournament?
Unfortunately, not. But in the next couple of days, there was another tournament that I had to go to. And in that tournament, I did mess up.
Okay, so tell us about that second tournament and where was it?
Well, this was Peru International. Now, this was an open tournament for everyone. So they have a lot of different athletes from many places. I think one of them was even from China, but they wasn't in my category. And it was nerve-wracking when I first got there to see that there were so many different countries that were there. But as I have said before, I knew what I needed to put my mind to. I just settled down and did the best that I could do. And my best was enough to get me a medal.
Okay. What would you say has been your biggest challenge in competing internationally?
The language barrier. I would say that was my biggest challenge because there wasn't a lot of athletes from the Caribbean. Actually, I'm one of the only athletes that play badminton from the Caribbean. And there isn't a lot of athletes from Inter-American that speaks English. So I say that was mostly one of the challenges that I did have. And adapting to the country. Now, we know that Barbados is really hot, but some of the countries that I have visited already was really, really cool. And I just had a couple hours to prep myself so my body could have settled down to be able to go there and perform.
I'm glad you raised that point in terms of adjusting to the weather, the temperature of these other countries. And as a young lady with cerebral palsy, how would you say that has affected you physically?
Well, it did affect me a lot. For the first couple of tournaments, I really did not understand what was going on with my body when I got there. So it takes me a lot to just settle down and realize, okay, this is what you need to do as you get there so that your body could prepare for the tournament when it do come. So it was just a lot of going back and forth to try to figure out what was going on with my body so we could just work along that path.
Right. And as a young athlete traveling, do you have like a coach, a physiotherapist traveling with you?
Well, I only have a coach at the moment, but hopefully in the future, I will have my own physiotherapist. But I did develop a relationship with some of the physiotherapists along the years when I do travel. So once I know that country is going to be there at a tournament, I know that I'll be well taken care of.
Excellent, excellent. And just going back a bit to Liba, your parents made you choose another sport and you chose badminton. How have they responded to your involvement at this level now?
They're very surprised that I came this far. Just being at school, just playing badminton for just fun and stuff like that. They didn't know that it could carry me to the next level as I'm playing internationally. And they support me all the way in whatever they could.
Great, great. Because family support is so vital to the full development of any individual. So that is great. Now, let's look at your preparation a bit deeper. Traveling to an international meet, an international competition, it means that you have to, you know, attend many training sessions. And you also have to look at your physical fitness and your nutrition. Speak to us a bit about that. How do you prepare?
Well, the nutrition factor is not a problem for me because I'm vegetarian. So that's not really a problem for me. But the training does intensify when it comes closer to the tournament and stuff like that. So it's for me to get mentally and physically ready. Within my training, there's also a gym. Now that is being taken very seriously when it does come to going to tournaments because I have to prep my body for what will happen. So I mostly just try to store up as much natural fat as possible. So it will help, especially when it goes to the colder countries. As I said, training will intensify.
Mm-hmm. And mentally, how do you prepare for the toughness of competition?
Well, I do try to find my quiet space within that because I do get pretty nervous. And once I know I can go and do my best and perform my best out there, I mostly trying to find my quiet space, so I'm trying to talk to somebody before I do go to the court, and that mostly calls me dumb, or I would start saying wanting to.
Mm-hmm. And are you hoping to participate in the International Paralympic Games in the next 4 years?
Yes, please. Hopefully, I'll be able to go.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is needed right now in Barbados to help promote para sports?
Well, I think it's for us, the para athletes, to actually get out there and show our faces. There are a few of us, but we have a lot to offer to other people in with disabilities in Barbados, because trust and believe, the confidence that I have now, I did not have before I started playing badminton, especially internationally.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking that the involvement in para sports will definitely boost the confidence of the athletes with disabilities, and it will also help to promote the abilities of our young people with athletic powers.
Yes, we do need a lot of funding when it comes to transportation and stuff like that. It's not easy trying to get to the destination that we need to train at. Reason being is that a lot of the sports that we do play, they're not in the same location, so we don't see each other often enough. So, for instance, I train in Christchurch, and I think another guy, he trains well further down by the gymnasium. Now, that is a far distance apart, and it's very difficult for us to get there sometimes and stuff like that. So, the transportation is really needed. The physiotherapy is really needed, because we do need to have someone that we could be able to go to when something is going on, because having a disability, you know, things do come up that we have to take care of. So that will really put a peace of mind to us, the athletes, when we know that is something there in place for us.
And of course, the travel expenses to some of these regional and international meets.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, excellent. So you've heard it. There's an appeal for funding to support our para athletes, and this can be channeled through the Paralympics Association of Barbados. So tell us about your involvement with the Paralympics Association.
Well, I started being involved like 4 years ago. I was involved in mostly special when I was younger, but now I developed my into para, which is now, you know, going to meets and stuff like that with them and stuff like that. Last year when I attained Chile, being that the whole group was together as a big family and stuff like that, that was a great feeling going out there and representing Barbados.
Mm-hmm. So Taliba, being involved in badminton at the international level and your competitiveness, your participation has led to you receiving an award as a young person with a disability in sports. Tell us about that award.
Well, that was the National Youth Award that I won this year. It was the Carrying Out Youth Award. I did not expect to win the award. Mm-hmm. I was so surprised when I did win. I was really grateful. I know that my efforts really going out there, pushing Barbados, has really paid off. A lot of people do see me now. Yeah, that moment was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must say congratulations on a job well done and an award well deserved.
Thank you.
How would you say that women are viewed in sports? Do you think that there is a difference in how men and women are viewed in para sports?
There are differences. But I think women don't allow the differences to stop them from doing what they can do. They don't allow them to stop it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the differences that you have noticed?
Well, in the strength category, I have seen a big difference within that. But as I was saying before, they don't allow them to stop it. But I found in my Pacific sports, there are more women than there are men playing badminton.
Okay. Now, let's reflect a bit in terms of you as a young woman, because you're only 23, and growing up with your disability. Have you noticed any changes in attitudes in the Barbadian society towards people with disabilities?
Within the last couple of years, I did notice a lot of changes where people do notice more people with disabilities and do allow them to live as a normal life as possible. My husband is really growing in Barbados. Really, the disability has begun out there and, you know, showing themselves.
Okay. And as a young person with a visible physical disability, what have you been able to do to help promote and encourage our society to accept people with disabilities?
Well, I have been pushing myself more out there in the public, being not ashamed that I have a disability is something that I will always have. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Really trying to, you know, push disabilities in the public, also making people more aware of it. And it's something very normal. You know, all of us are not the same. God created each and every one of us differently. And what ain't all our differences, everything works together for his good.
Okay. And Taliba, are you involved in any disability-related organizations?
Yes, I am. I'm involved in Barna, which I am the PRO right now. I also am the youngest person within Barna.
And what has that experience been like? Do you think that young people should get involved in disability-related organizations?
Definitely. They have a lot to learn, definitely. Since I joined Barnard, the growth of knowledge that I have experienced since I have been there was a really great experience. Well, I would say it was a little intimidated at first because there are mostly older people in Barnard, but hopefully within the next couple of years, we could bridge that age gap between the older and the young people, that we will have, you know, a balance within the organization.
Why do you think young people shy away from disability organizations?
Well, I think some of them are not comfortable as yet with their disability and showing it to, you know, other people and stuff like that there. I think over time that their confidence will grow eventually, but you know, is sometimes not being aware that they have other disability organizations out there and stuff like that, because I was not aware of Barnard to about 3 years ago. I wasn't aware of the organization. So I think it's having the awareness as well.
Okay, excellent. So you are a young woman that's extremely active because you're involved with Barnard. You're the public relations officer for the organization. You're involved in para sports, where you're competing competitively in the sport of badminton. And you're also very active in the community with your church. So speak to us about that and what it means for you.
Yes, please. I am a missionary. I belong to a group called Mission to Tulsa and Beyond, where they go all over the inter-American to represent God. That has been a big impact in my life, being that I wanted always to go on a mission trip, but was never able to. And then last year, I got the opportunity to go on my first mission trip, to be able to go there and to represent God. Also, in the community, you know, people know me as a very subtle believer, that I let my light shine for God each and everywhere that I do go. So it's not a lot to stop me for what I am doing with God, because God will always be in front.
Mm-hmm. So share what you felt when you visited on that mission trip.
Well, I felt amazing, being that obviously it was my first mission trip and it was somewhere that I did visit previously, which was Colombia, and I knew how the country was and stuff like that. So I was able to adapt much quicker to the country, although it was a different part of Colombia. I was able to spend a month over there doing different things, such as the language and field work and feeding the homeless and different stuff like that, which was an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. And you're clearly demonstrating that people with disabilities can do quite a lot, not just be a disability representative through their organization, but also be involved in the community. And your area here is worship and missionary work. Taliba, as a young woman, I have to keep stressing this young female part of it, because we really do not see a lot of young people, as you correctly said, involved in the disability groups. And how would you rate your impact on the organization? Because, okay, yes, the organization impacted you in helping you to strengthen your knowledge base about disability and other current issues affecting people with disabilities. But then how do you think you have impacted or created change within the organization?
Well, I think it brought about youthness into the organization when it came. I have seen the changes and stuff like that since I came, especially within the social media aspect. There was the older generation, you know, they always go by word of mouth and stuff like that. And I was able to help them grow their social medias and stuff like that there. And especially interacting with the members, they was glad to see that a young person was there. And a lot of them were nourishing me and stuff like that there. Also, I was nourishing them as well.
Wonderful. So tell us about the social media skill sets that you have and that you're utilizing for the benefit of the organization.
Well, the moment I manage both of the social media accounts when it comes to Barnum, which is the Facebook and the Instagram accounts. At times they are tedious to manage, but I do get through. Right now I will like to further myself in doing a course in social media marketing. But at the moment, I'm doing the best that I can do with everything. And right now it seems like my best is helping out a lot when it comes to social media.
Okay. So, Taliba, what message would you want to share with other young people to strive to live a quality life, a good life?
Well, what I would encourage them to do, especially young people with disabilities, is to get out there and let your voice be heard and let everyone know who you are as a person. Just not with your disability, but as a person altogether, because I think a lot of persons do see us for just our disability, but it also just to see us as a person. You know, just do the best that you can do. We can only do what we can at the time.
Taliba Davis, yes. I want to say thank you very much for coming and sharing on Visions today and letting us get a little insight into who you really are, the metal you're made of. And I want to thank you for participating in Power Sports and helping to uplift the game of badminton. I also want to say thank you for your missionary work within the Christian field and, of course, your involvement in the disability organization. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much, Shirley.
Remember that this is the month of independence, and I want to encourage each Barbadian, each citizen, to truly strengthen this country by doing your part, by being a proud and industrious citizen. Contribute to the development and stability of our island. You can also strengthen our youth by playing that mentor role in their lives. Barbadians, let's salute this beautiful island and truly celebrate that we live on such a blessed and prosperous country. I want to end today's program with the song "It's a Paradise" by Ronnie D. Remember, we are living in a paradise. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby, and my very special guest, Taliba Davis, a power athlete, a star in the making. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. You can listen to this and past episodes by going to the VOB929.com website and looking for the podcast. So until next week, remember, love yourself big time and love your neighbors even with a bigger heart. Until then, ciao!
Every day we always complaining about the way things happening down here, about the rising cost of living and the taxes that we just pay. Let you and I do a little study. Let us carry out a survey. Let me show you how we must fool ourselves in this paradise we got here. Take a walk to the back and you will see an ocean badly needing repair. And you might have a little pity for the poor old lady who living in there. But if you stop and ask for some water, your soul will tell you have a seat on a sofa. And as she carpet tickle your toe, from the kitchen she'll shout, "Lady stereo, it's a paradise, this country that we live in." When we compare with other countries and how them people suffering, things could be worse, you must agree, that we Belgians really live in the best country. Advocate and the nation, I read about hundreds being shot down. How down there in South Africa, the apartheid system ruled, my brother. About the starving and dying down in India, people losing their lives in trains. Whilst the Belgians worry about catching a cold, we run the fire but from the rain. Now and then you see a monkey running through a valley or climbing a breadfruit tree. But we don't got no gorilla with guns here to fire like we see at night on TV. Look at them children from Timbuktu. Most of them got big pot belly. Why school children here between 12 and 1 stuff their faces at Kentucky? It's a paradise, this country that we live in. When we compare with other countries and how them people suffering, things could be worse. You must agree that we Belgians really live in the best country. We got the best, and the telephone system as good as the rest. Electricity, I thought it was bad, till I spent my vacation in Trinidad. Why some day I saw lots of food, I wonder why them trainees come here for food. Harden had to be a chick study man, it's a lickster cause he got children down there too. In them countries we left this ideologies. So say what you feel is a breach. But they just gossip and rumor kill you dead. You got real freedom of speech. No bombs and earthquakes to kill off me. No real big problems yet we worry. It's a fact we should realize that the Venus is really a paradise. It's a paradise, this country that we live in. Oh, when we compare with other countries and how them people suffering, that we Belgians really live in the best country.